Bible Baptist Church, located at 2015 Beulah Road in Madisonville, Kentucky, would like to invite you to listen to a message of the sovereign grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ by their pastor, David Edmondson.
We live in a day where we hear a lot about faith. Some men and women claim to have great faith. And some men and women seem to have no faith. And there are some faith healers and some faith teachers. And there are even some faith bashers. But what is faith? I know that faith is necessary, for Hebrews 11:6 says, "For without faith, it's impossible to please God." Webster's dictionary defines faith as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. But trusting or having confidence in just any someone or any something will not save you. So maybe the real question to ask is, what is saving faith? What is the faith that saves sinners? Who must I trust in order to be saved? Not just anyone, not just anything. Saving faith is in a person. Now listen to me, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. How does faith come? Well, there are many who claim to have faith, but they don't believe in Christ. Saving faith is believing and trusting in Christ. Saving faith is knowing who Jesus Christ is. Saving faith is believing what Christ has done for sinners. There's no salvation apart from faith in Jesus Christ. Now in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, we read, and Paul here speaking of faith writes, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Jesus Christ is our righteousness. "And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Jesus Christ is our salvation. And Paul confirms this in verse 11 when he says, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth, has faith in Christ, shall not be ashamed." And I can sum up the message, not just a message, not just a sermon, but the message, the gospel that I preach in five things. Let me give them to you briefly. First, all spiritual blessings. Every blessing, all spiritual blessings, which the living God has purposed and provided for the sons of men, are in Jesus Christ our Lord. Every blessing, every spiritual blessing that God has purposed and provided is for sinners, and it's in Christ. Christ is where the blessings are given, in Him, nowhere else. It's all in Him. And that's why our trust and confidence must be in Him. Jesus Christ, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Christ has made unto us all that God requires of us. Secondly, these spiritual blessings that we must have in order to be saved belong to us by a union or a joining with Christ. That doesn't mean just to agree with Him. That's not to just believe some things about Christ. Salvation comes by being one with Him. Why must we be made one with Christ? Because the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things to Him. That's what the Lord was teaching in John chapter 15 in the parable of the vine and the branches. Christ is the vine. We are the branches. And the branches draw all their nourishment, all its life and strength from the vine. Without the vine, we're nothing and we can do nothing. Oh, you cut the branch off from the vine and the branch is dead. The life is in the vine. You ever notice when a storm goes through and some branches are fallen, knocked, blown out of the tree? They're still green there for a day or two, but you leave that branch there laying on the ground and soon it turns brown. Why? Because it's been separated from the vine. Christ is the head, we're the body. You separate the head from the body and that person dies. Christ is the heir, we're joint heirs with him. It's all about our union with Christ. It's all about being one with him. You see, if Christ is in you, that's the hope of glory. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. So we see that all spiritual blessings, everything God has for a sinner, is in Jesus Christ, and it comes by a union, a joining, a becoming one with him. He's there, we're joint heirs. He's the true vine, we're the branches. And then thirdly, this union with Christ is ours by faith. The Word of God is so clear about that. The Word of God makes it so simple and plain. Listen to the words of John. He said, "He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." Isn't that so plain and simple? You've got to have the Son in order to have eternal life. And if you don't have him, you won't even see it. That's what Paul said to the Philippian jailer. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." That's what the Lord told that faithful centurion. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. Remember now, without faith, it's impossible to please the God with whom we have to do. He that cometh to God, he that comes to Christ, who is God, must believe. Believe what? That he's God, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, are you diligently seeking Christ? Oh, I sure hope and pray you are. That's where eternal life is found. There's no life apart from that. All the blessings that God has for a sinner, all spiritual and eternal blessings, are in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're yours and they are mine by union with him. And that union is accomplished by faith. You know, today, when folks talk about receiving Christ, they don't really know what that is. They think receiving Christ is letting go and letting God have his way in their life. They believe that receiving Christ is lending their will to God's will and giving Jesus their heart and making Jesus their Lord. That's not receiving Christ. But I must receive him if I'm to have life. But receiving him is not me giving anything to him. It's not by me doing anything but believing. And I can't even believe until God gives me life. That's what the beloved John wrote in John 1:12. He said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." We've got to believe in Christ. Fourthly, this saving faith which unites us to Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of God, this faith that unites us to him comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Now, here in Romans chapter 10, did you notice that verse 17 begins with those two words, "so then"? So then is like that word therefore. You have to look back to what was written before to see what it's there for, what he's talking about. You have to see what the writer has already said. So then, faith, believing, complete trust. Paul said, it cometh by hearing. That word "cometh" is italicized, meaning it was added by the translators. But Paul here is very deliberate in his speech. Faith is by hearing. Faith is not by our believing, because faith is believing. Faith comes to us how? By the gift of God, by the giving of God. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Isn't that so simple? That's how faith comes, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. not by hearing church creed, not by hearing church doctrine, not by hearing denominational politics. Denominations get together every year and make a bunch of new rules, and none of them are in the Bible. Salvation comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, not by hearing some sermonettes on how to live as a champion of faith. What God says, most folks don't know. And sadly, most folks don't care. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't come by just hearing anything. It comes by hearing God's Word, the preaching of the gospel. It comes by hearing the truth, in whom you believe after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. It pleased the Lord by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now you're going to have to hear God's word, and you're going to have to hear it effectually. And fifthly, unless God Almighty, by the power and the revelation of the Holy Spirit and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, makes God's word effectual, effective to you and me, we'll never have faith and we'll never be saved. Now, I've been trying to preach for about 31 years now. But one thing that I have come to understand very well about preaching is this. Unless God takes my preaching, my words of Christ and Him crucified, and enables a sinner to hear, really hear, that sinner will never have faith in Christ. Preaching must be anointed by God, but our hearing must also be anointed by God. You know, many heard the words of our Lord preached, and they said, "Why, is this not Mary and Joseph's son? Well, we know his sisters and brothers." And our Lord looked them straight in the eye, and he said, "No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. And they, that being every believer, shall be taught of God. He that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me." And that's what I'm trying to say. The preacher and the hearer are shut up to the mercy of God. Why? Because salvation is of the Lord. Why? Because God has to make the gospel effectual to your heart. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. They are ours by union or oneness with Christ. That union is by faith, and that faith comes by hearing the word of God, and the Spirit of God has to make that hearing effectual. That's the five things. Look at verse 12. "For there is no difference, no difference between the Jew and the Greek, but the difference that God makes." We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's no difference in the mercy of God. "For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." He's rich in mercy to all who admit and confess their sins. He's rich in mercy to all who call upon him for redemption in Christ. He's able to save a religious Pharisee like Saul of Tarsus. And he's able to save great sinners like Mary Magdalene. God is able to save all who call upon him. There is no difference. Will you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, you will be saved.
You have been listening to a message by David Edmondson, the pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of God's free, sovereign grace in Christ, you can write to our mailing address at P.O. Box 652, Madisonville, Kentucky 42431. Or log on to our website at freegraceradio.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, we meet at 2015 Beulah Road, Madisonville, Kentucky. And our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m. Worship services begin at 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday evening services at 7 o'clock p.m. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for another message of God's free and sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.